Hello there, and welcome to the Palm and Pine Podcast. The boys are coming to you from their hidden camp, set deep in the Florida woods on the banks of the mystic Suwannee River. So let's take a moment and hear from the boys of old Florida.
Yes. All right, we rolling now. Welcome back to the Palm and Pine Podcast, and got Professor Barlow here with me again today.
Yes.
And I tell you what, we just, again, trying to keep everybody informed. We've gotten some feedback. People appreciate that. You know, we, Douglas, we're in the information age.
Right.
Trying to get all this out there, this journalisming. I'm kind of semi-retired. You know what I mean? Like I'm on a Doge sabbatical, kind of a Doge enforced sabbatical. And I thought, you know, I just do something kind of fun.
But there's so much breaking news.
It's just
boom, 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 boom. One story after the other.
And it's, we don't have like a staff or anything. It's just you and me out here in these woods trying to stay on top of all this stuff.
Bootstrapping, you know, so we're just...
It's just all we can do to stay on it. But we've gotten feedback. People appreciate it because, you know, you going about your daily lives, you ain't got the time that Douglas and I have been afforded.
Right, right.
It's a kind of a luxury.
The time to read about the New World Mystic Cosmetic Surgery Center in Little Havana.
There you go. You wouldn't have known about that nipple going missing. You know, we brought that to you. We brought that to you yesterday. Doug, no telling how many nipples we may have saved. So, I mean, I can tell you from my previous job, you know, that I was doing till now, when I go to bed at night, I feel good because I think about, I may have saved a nipple because we got that word out there. So, you know, it is a service, and I look at it as us serving the community.
Right.
And I'm going to tell you something, Doug. Now, this happened yesterday. You ain't going to believe. We went on a fine canoe trip yesterday.
Yeah, we did.
We've been retracing William Bartram's travels, and we went on up in there in the Manatee Springs Run, and man, just had a gorgeous day.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And you know, we had to move some, maybe a lot of logistics, moving vehicles, but something happened yesterday. Yeah. We didn't even know what was going on, Douglas. Let me lay this on you. I get back here to camp.
Okay.
Right. What was that, about 4 or 3 o'clock when we get back? Mm-hmm. You know how your phone, it'll do like a it'll beep, like an alert, a news
amber
alert.
Alert.
That's
amber
it. Yeah,
alert.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yes.
Amber,
yes.
The amber. So I'm like, what the heck? You know, amber alert.
Yeah, I've tried to turn that off, but it's kind of hard.
Right. Yeah. Yes. You disable it. That's how they track you.
Right.
That's kind of stuff.
You take your battery out and you can't.
Right. Or, I think you wrap your phone in aluminum foil. But I hadn't done that yet.
Yeah,
see?
Oh, all right.
Well, you know, journalisming, I got to stay.
You got to stay connected.
I got to stay connected.
You got to stay wired.
I got to stay right on the cusp of any development.
Right.
So anyway, I don't know. You know Manatee Highway.
I do.
Manatee Road. Yes, okay, kind of a major little road. Well, it goes to Manatee Springs.
Right
where we were yesterday. We're out there without a care in the world, just paddling, nothing wrong.
Yeah.
Well, while we doing all that, a bandit was running through there. There's a subdivision. Now, for you, it would have been just an old hayfield, but it's called Buck Bay.
Buck Bay.
Anyway, there's a banditos running through there. And what they were doing was just opening cars and grabbing stuff out of cars, like in your driveway.
Uh-huh.
And evidently,
probably mostly firearms.
You got it. A lot. That's where the problem is. A lot of unsecured weapons out there, folks. So again, this is kind of another announcement.
Uh-huh, right.
You may think just because you pulled in your driveway and you in your carport.
Right.
And
you
that
got
don't
your
mean,
fire, you got your piece right there. You need to lock that door.
Lock it up.
Yes,
lock
you
it
need
up.
To
yeah.
have the windows up and lock the door.
Yeah,
because yes,
Florida man ain't too he brazen.
He's brazen.
He gonna come right into your driveway, and I would be remiss if he got my firearm and I'm sitting in there, you know, watching this podcast, which again is a good idea, but you know. Have a firearm on you, and then secure the one in that vehicle.
Absolutely.
So.
Well, Amber Alert is usually not about that. So I guess they're sending it out now Crimes in progress.
So as you can imagine, our camp here where we hide out, Doug's only a few miles.
We just missed it. If we'd known that before we went by there, we'd pulled up in there.
We'd have circled up in there.
Yeah, we'd scouted around.
Try to help out.
Yeah,
But I might need to reach out to old Brett Beecham, see if he'll deputize us. You know?
I'm sure they got plenty of trouble already.
Yeah, I don't think they need us adding to the fro.
Liability insurance.
It'd be like that time.
Their liability insurance would go up a tad.
It'd be like that time. Let me tell you this story. So they was a lumber mill. I think it was a plywood mill here by us when we were really wee little kids.
You could hear it at night,
right? Yeah, Georgia Pacific.
Yes, right.
And it's on part of the old Clyde.
Back when people had jobs.
Yeah. There was an industry here. Back when people worked.
People had jobs around here.
They weren't
going around stealing your stuff.
Right. It wasn't burglarizing. But that lumber mill, Douglas, they built that thing, I think, in the mid-60s. Mm-hmm. And it was built on some of the Clyde place.
Yes,
the Clyde's,
okay. I could believe that.
Yeah. You know, we're related to them back. We got like an aunt that's a Clyde.
I don't think I'd have told that.
Right. We might edit that out. We'll get Montgomery, old Monty Clyde. We'll get him on the podcast.
Oh, yeah, that would be great. Yeah. Yes.
But anyway, back to what I'm saying now. Mm-hmm. So I'm really kind of getting to what would happen if the Honorable Brett Beecham was to deputize us. So what happened, Georgia Pacific, you know, built that plant there.
Yeah.
And they had one of them old Clydes. The dad told me this story. I think his name was Numb Clyde. Okay. One of them old Clydes. Okay. But they had to give him kind of a little job.
All right. Yeah.
And because, you know.
That was part of the deal.
Part of the deal. That's the way you make a deal, right? Mm-hmm. You know, you got to give and take.
He could walk to work.
Yeah, he could walk to work. So they just made him in charge of security.
Oh, I know where this is going.
And so I think within 3 days, some old boy forgot his attaché case and come back at night to grab it out of the office, you know, and old Numb shot him with a load of buckshot or whatever, you know, like just peppered him. Maybe it was like some sevens or some seven and a half.
Well, he was security. They wanted security. They got it.
You know? Hey, you know, he should have gotten a bonus, but I think they had to stand him down or whatever. Oh, but anyway. I think that's why, you know, Brett Beecham's smart enough not to hire us as deputies.
Well, you know, you're talking about Manatee Springs Road makes me think, you know, maybe at one time you had a girlfriend at one end, a girlfriend at the other, you know.
I try to space them out appropriately. What you got?
This is a news story here about you may think you're a player, and I know we have some guys out there who think you're players, but we're going to read today about a guy who's another level. He's a play-up. Okay.
Play a please. That's what we're talking about today. Play a please. Because I'm telling you, you may think you're a player, kind of like them pickleball guys think they're athletes. You know,
right. That's about it.
Right.
And we're going to learn some things today, kids. You're going to learn about an advanced play a game because Florida man. Now this comes from FloridaDaily.com. Florida man steals rings from one Florida girlfriend to propose to his other girlfriend. Volusia County Sheriff's deputies say.
I see how he's doing that. Okay.
Says he had the one girlfriend in one city, didn't want to marry.
Right.
He had one in the other. He really wanted to marry. The one he didn't want to marry had a ring.
He had number one, then he's working up number two. Yeah. And
that's what you can do, guys. Right, if you can't afford a ring for one you really want to marry, you find one that has a ring that you want to court but not really marry, and then you transfer the ring. So that's what he did. So that's play-a-level stuff. But there's more to it. You will learn here. So he stole an engagement ring wedding bands from his girlfriend in Orange City and used them to propose to his other girlfriend in Orlando, Andrew Daniels, 48.
Fool like an old fool.
Check this out. He went by Joe Brown with the one girlfriend.
Joe Brown.
And Marcus Brown with the other girlfriend and is wanted on a felony charge of grand theft. His current address and whereabouts are unknown. So, Steve, I bet in your heyday you never used two different fake names with two girlfriends.
And involved that cubic zirconia or the real jewelry.
We will learn about that. It is the real thing, and we'll see why we know it's the real thing. But see, guys, you can use two different fake names, and that leaves you the third option of your real name because Playa had a third option, and he's gone.
Golly. Yeah. It's that jewelry. That jewelry is what got him, I bet.
He did mess up, and we're going to learn from his big mistake. But I don't think they're going to catch him. I think he's long gone to Georgia.
He may be running around Buck Bay.
No, I think he's making bacon in Macon.
Oh, he's in Macon?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, hey, if he's in Macon, there ain't no finding no player in Macon. Because, hey, I don't care what your Amber Alert, like let's say you tell Macon and they do
an player
on the loose in Macon. Shoot, man, what are they going to do with that?
Could you be more specific?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But we're going to read here, kids. The problem with player, his game of playing was advanced, but he did not know his geology, his gemology very well. He was not a man of science, you will see here, because a woman, Steve, brass, copper, tin,
common
silver,
metals.
They're not so concerned about
you
know.
Yeah, yeah.
But a diamond, a woman can smell a diamond from 5 miles away.
Yeah.
Okay, all
yeah.
right, so they know their stones, and he didn't know this, and that's where he messed up.
Somehow they can smell cash money, too. I hadn't figured it. But go ahead, I digress.
He probably knew that. He was a player. Okay, but he didn't know this about that stone. He wasn't a man of science. So earlier this year, the Orange City woman, the one he took the ring from, came forward and told detectives that she discovered her boyfriend was actually engaged to someone else, and this is how she discovered. When she looked up the fiancé's Facebook page, she noticed a photo of her wearing a wedding band and engagement ring that was identical to her own. So to playa, it was just a ring. To me and you, it's just a ring.
Right.
But she knew immediately, that's my rock.
She spotted
that's
it.
My stone.
Yeah. Yeah.
That so-and-so's got my stone on, and that was it.
Yeah,
that was
she
all
spotted
over.
That thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
And Playa was doing good until then. And then she went to check her jewelry box. She discovered her rings were missing. Mm-hmm. So were several other pieces of jewelry, including a diamond ring that belonged to her grandmother. The total value of property stolen was about $6,270.
Wow.
And you can remain anonymous and possibly receive a cash reward for a tip. Contact Crime Stoppers of Northeast Florida at 888-277-TIPS. But I don't think you're going to find playa.
But, hey, I think we might call that number after we get done with this little deal, Doug. We'll call that Crime Stoppers. I would say check any pawn shop in Macon. And you might come up or start looking at Macon on the social media, you know, with the women with the pictures of
there. There you go. So guys, if you pull this off, you know, you take the ring from one woman, you give it to the woman you want to be engaged with. Don't put it on social media. Say, honey, we don't need to show off our bling bling on social media. We need to be modest.
There you go.
Let's not put it up. That would be wrong of us. Let's just keep it to ourselves.
I tell you that. That's,
it was going good until that happened.
That social media has brought down many a player. My goodness, golly. Well,
so yeah. There you have it. Volusia County player. on the loose, on the loose.
I hope they search in Macon and get that boy. I mean, that's I'll tell you.
Just horrible.
Yeah. So be careful out there with your game and watch that social media for sure. I tell you, I got something else too, Douglas, that I just got to bring up.
Uh-oh.
And this is getting more on the serious note because this is.
Yeah.
Again, you know, yesterday or last episode, again, this journalisming, I just can't keep up. I don't even know what episode we're on now.
Right.
I mean, it's helter skelter.
Yes, yes.
But, you know, I did bring a story about the man, you know, he got, you know, you can get overwhelmed.
Yes.
And any of us, all of us we're all human.
Now, which man was it?
Well, he was the machete wielding.
Oh, our machete guy.
The machete at the pickleball courts.
Yes,
you know that.
Yes.
He snapped. I mean, and any of us
could
again,
snap and pick up a machete.
I'm not making a lot of the gentleman because, I mean, any of us, this could happen. But the latest thing now, you know, Doug, kind of like that pickleball is kind of a new fad. The other thing that's kind of new you see in a lot is them electric scooters and bicycles.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
They're everywhere.
Yep.
Yeah, all kind of configurations.
Right.
You know, there's bikes. There's some that just a wheel, like you stand right on.
Oh, stand up.
Yeah, I don't know how that works.
Yeah,
but
okay.
And then there's little scooters, little motorcycles,
yes,
bicycles,
yes, yes.
All this kind of stuff. And you know,
like one of the things you ride around like a pogo stick. What do you call it?
A little scooter.
They had them in California.
little hoverboards. You know, all that stuff's out there. Uh-huh. And you know, this is all we're going to have to kind of learn. you know, they're probably going to have to start, you know, learning how to integrate this into our roadways and highways.
Yeah.
Because what happened on this deal.
That'll work well.
let me just go ahead and read you the first line of this story
and
right
where
here.
Where does this come from?
This is down in Miami Springs.
Okay.
Okay. Already a congested area.
Okay.
And then you throw in all these little electric scooters.
Yes, yes.
And you're going to have some problems.
Yes.
And again, so this just tells it all in the first sentence. Man has been taken into custody for a road rage attack involving a machete and a gentleman on an electric scooter. You know, this happened last Friday. And according to police, Luis Ruiz Herrera got into some sort of incident with a man on a scooter.
Right.
Now, again, this is a situation where, you know, you can have a little bit of a throwdown in the good old days and kind of settle your differences and move on. And he was about to school this guy on this scooter. However, and this is a note to everybody out there, the problem is you always being watched. And he didn't realize.
Somebody's filming it,
there was about three dash cameras in the cars. So they had stopped the whole lane of traffic, right?
Oh, and he's out there with machete.
And he's out there, so they've got
not a good scene.
I'll throw some of these. If you're watching this on YouTube, I'll throw up some of the images.
Guys, if you're the one with the machete in your hand, it's always going to not go your way. Pretty well.
It's going to come out bad. It's a pretty tough image if you've got that machete.
Wait till they pick up their machete before you rip out yours.
Right, and you got the guy on the electric scooter, and you like this. That it's going to be hard. I mean, you could probably get a defense attorney. You know that would you know say maybe you stretching or I don't know. But that's going to be a hard one. That's going to be a tough one. That's going to be a tough one to, you might want to just plea, you know, on that deal and just take it. But anyway, the only bright spot, again, this was all caught on multiple dash cameras. I'll throw some of these images up for our viewers on, if you like to say, if you're on the YouTube. The only bright spot is no one was hurt.
Oh, so, no, he just slash the tires?
Well, he did, you know, a machete, there's a lot of technique.
Yeah.
And if you just hit somebody with a machete, I'm not even going to describe it.
Okay.
Because I wouldn't want somebody to.
No. We don't want to describe how, but
anybody that's used a machete knows there is a technique to make it work. You don't just. But evidently he did not know. And in this road rage, he just hit the guy with a machete, but didn't seriously hurt him.
Well, you can kind of slap somebody with one. We will bring one on.
Get into that a little bit. But anyway, again, watch out with the road rage and the scooters.
I'm sensing the Dade County Sheriff's Department was involved.
They were called and they were involved. And again, you know, this could have been settled quickly, but in today's day and age, there's just so many cameras out there. It's just, you know.
Folks, don't whip out your machete.
Hold your cool, and
you'll be better off in the long run.
Yes, absolutely. Yes. Absolutely. If you lose your cool, you lost everything. That's what Dad always told me.
That's it.
You've lost the game.
That's coming from a man that lost his cool.
Very often with us. And I think we probably gave him good reason. I'm sure we gave him good reason.
We had a study of that. Okay.
Yeah. And I tell you what, we've got some other things happening, and we're going to have some just kind of update everybody. We got our unsolved true crime case that we're working on.
Continuing to work that. While you're not watching, we're vigorously working on
that. We're always working. We're always journalisming.
Yes.
Journalisming does not stop.
No, it is a
full-time job. I thought, you know, we get in this, Doug. I'm kind of on a Doge sabbatical.
There you go.
I was going to be just kind of relaxing a little bit.
No, rest for the wicked. Rest for the weary.
We finding lost nipples and... and machete attacks just coming one after another. And then I'm working on something to get an Amber Alert right behind my house here. You know, I mean, it's a constant flow and trying to manage all that. But no, we're working on our true crime thing. We're working there. And I tell you another thing, Douglas, that we're working on, we could start to tell our viewers about, but we have, you know, done a two-part series on William Bartram, and I'd encourage you to listen to it and check out the YouTube version, because we do actually do some William Bartram Trail field trips. But I reached out to the county, and I'm going to reach out to there's actually a William Bartram Society.
Oh,
yeah, yeah. Great. So I'm going to reach out to them, and I would love to get some recognition in Levy County for William Bartram's travels.
Yeah, he probably went all over. Yeah.
He did. He crisscrossed the entire county. So we're going to kind of keep following up on that little project and maybe all get right. us a William Bartram trail. There's sections of his travels that are identified as a trail.
Okay, all right.
So
right.
Not only are we journalisming on this show, folks.
Well, we said there'd be a little bit of history, you know.
History, and then we give them back to the community.
And he was one of the few explorers from that era who kind of told us what it looked like back
then. That's right.
One of the very few that wrote things down really well.
Very well. From 1774. It, so probably one of the last Europeans to see this area before it got, you know, raped and pillaged.
Right.
So
right,
very
right.
important to kind of learn from what he saw. And anyway, so we're working on that project. I think that's going to be something that could really benefit the whole county. And kind of bring that story to other people.
Right.
Tallahassee Ochte,
which is right here,
virtually in our yard. Mm-hmm. And I'd never heard of it until I read that before. So anyway, good stuff like that we're doing. We're doing some more field trips. We're out paddling when we can on the water.
Right.
And we're going to hit some local restaurants.
Yes, right.
I mean, that's kind of
win-win.
One of our skill sets
is
eating.
Right.
So we're going to bring you some information on those.
Yes, we're blessed with great restaurants in this area. And,
we do.
We've lived all over. And then people around here know how to cook.
Yep.
I think because it's so harsh, they said, hey, at least we're going to cook.
At least we'll have some good food. Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Right.
Southern soul food. You can't beat it.
It's very good. Yes.
We've got some good places here. So we're going to hit some of them and put them on the podcast maybe.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So
and maybe talk to the proprietor there and get some insight into how they're cooking.
Maybe get a discount.
We won't count on that.
Right. Hey, buy me a coffee link is live.
Yeah, that reminds us of that.
Yeah, Peruvian coffee is not cheap.
And folks, you can donate $3. It doesn't have to be $50. It can be $3 here, $2 there, $4 here. That's the beauty of Buy Me a Coffee. And, and there's a place there where they can put in a few comments and say, we like that, we didn't like that. And you can do that, and we're happy to read them. And we might even read some of them on the air. I mean, who knows?
The ones we like. We'll read on there.
Well, it says say something nice on the Buy Me a Coffee page.
Nice.
It says say something nice, but you don't have to go by that. You say what you want.
Say what you want.
Yeah,
we don't censor on this show.
Yes, this is a non-safe zone here.
No safe. All right. Well, that sounds great. Anything else,
Dr.
Barlow?
That's all I have.
All right. Well, we'll see you next time. Thank you. We hope you've enjoyed today's episode of the Palm and Pine Podcast. This podcast is for informational and entertainment purposes only and should not be considered professional advice. The views and opinions expressed by the host or any guest are our own and do not necessarily reflect the views of any affiliates. Our opinions are just that, opinions, and are not legal or medical advice. But in our opinion, avoid lawyers and big pharma at all cost. Copyright 2025, Palm and Pine Podcast. All rights reserved. Please subscribe and share. Also, make sure to check out the video version on YouTube. The video version includes bonus content at the end you'll surely don't want to miss. If you have any ideas for future podcast episodes, or if you would like to be a guest, please reach out. We also ask for you to send pictures or any bonus content, and we'd be pleased to add it to the bonus content portion of an episode. Okay, until next time, keep it Florida, and we'll see you soon.